WRCT Pittsburgh, that was a track from Mira. This is the Echo Chamber. I'm signing off now until next week, 6 to 7 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Up next, Catch Apples with Daria. Hope you enjoyed that little track. This is Daria, or Daria, depending on what you can pronounce, and this is my little show, Apples. We were just listening to Moonlight by Taiwanese indie pop, dream pop, pop rock, prop rock band, I'm Difficult. Super cool, coming out of Taiwan, making some of the coolest, beautiful indie pop, pop rock, dream pop sort of vibes I've ever heard, completely off topic and not super duper related to anything else I'm playing on this show, but I have just been listening to that song on repeat since I've started listening to it for the first time, or I guess since it came out really in May. Just so, so good. I highly recommend listening to I'm Difficult whenever you get to it. It's just I'm Difficult, one word, with an apostrophe on Spotify. Seriously, just the quality, the caliber. If you like Prefab Sprout, you will love I'm Difficult. Truly the good stuff. Anyway, it's another Tuesday night. Really excited to be on air tonight. I've been going here and there every week, and last week I cut it short as well, but this week I have a full 2-hour show for you, filled with some of my favorite jungle jams, including the ever incredible Tim Reaper, as well as some classics like Dillinja and Skibidee, and some random gabber stuff that I decided to drop in as well. Let's just say the BPM is only going to go up from here. While it doesn't necessarily match my energy levels in my body, it does match my energy levels in perhaps my heart, some could say. So before I go on with our show, I am going to read and tell you guys about some cool little things that are going on around town. Perhaps I might even start a little bit of music in the background while I continue, because what's better than talking with a little bit of a track going on in the background? Hope this isn't too loud. Anyway, there are some really cool things going down at the Harris Theater in downtown Pittsburgh. Upcoming film words are not my forte tonight. Upcoming films screening at the Harris Theater include It Ain't Over. Lawrence Peter Yogi Berra is one of baseball's greatest. Yet for many, his stature was overshadowed by his unique personality, TV commercial appearances, and unforgettable Yogi-isms. And telling the whole story, It Ain't Over gives Berra his due. Showing June 16th to 29th. Past Lives. The debut from playwright Celine Song begins with the budding childhood romance between Nora and classmate Hae Sung, abruptly torn apart when Nora's family emigrates to Canada. In triptych fashion, or triptiche as my partner says, Past Lives follows the reconnections, virtually then physically, of Nora and Hae Sung in adulthood, where Nora finds herself caught between two cultures, two loves, and two versions of herself that must reconcile who she was, who she now is, and the gap between them. Showing June 30th to July 13th. Screenings are held at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue, downtown. For more information, visit trustarts.org. I've got one more for you. Drawing inspiration from Pittsburgh's history of miraculous moments, Eric Jones returns with his show, Immaculate Deception. Don't take your eye off the ball, or the card, or the coin. You just might catch The Immaculate Deception. The Immaculate Deception, featuring Eric Jones, is presented now until July 2nd. All performances are at 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. For more information, visit trustarts.org. Okay, I know I say downtown, but I'm not a real Yinzer, and I think this is just an inherited accent. And I don't even know that many Yinzers. Well, I know some Yinzers who use downtown, and I think I just really liked hearing it, and now I started saying it ironically, and now it's a real thing. So, guess I'm a real Yinzer now. Woo! Alright, let me leave you off with some cool shows to catch later on in the year, and I'll launch us into our next track, which is Scene by Tim Reaper. Alright, what are you doing on Saturday, June 24th, 2023? How about heading to Thunderbird to see Americana Dreams, featuring Wildwoods, Alyssa Hankey, Ghostwrite, Danny Rechtenwald, and that's the bill, at 8 p.m. Not that sort of vibe for you. How about next Tuesday? Go to the Funhouse at Mr. Small's and cry along with me at Teen Suicide with Flycatcher and Eyewash. That sounds like a good time. It all goes down at 8 p.m. as well. If that's not so much of your vibe, or maybe you're even occupied on such a night, why don't you, the following Sunday, July 2nd, go to the Craft House at 7 p.m. and see Cottonmouth Kings. That's Cottonmouth with a K, baby. Let's leave you off with like maybe two or three more. Oh my god. Thursday, July 6th, 2023, 8 p.m. Go to the Warhol Museum, check out Jordan Montgomery and Lace Scott. Jordan Montgomery's got some really, really good tunes, and he's also a local Pittsburgh rapper, and that's some good stuff. We actually, like, I will be straight up, we have some really, really good rappers from the city. It's some good business. All right. Want to go back to the past? July 7th, 7:30 p.m. See Less Than Jake with Voodoo Glow Skulls and Pink Spiders at Mr. Small's Theater. That's what I've got. That's what I've got here. All right, sorry. I'm going to do one more, and let's say Le Tigre, July 18th, 2023. Come to Mr. Small's Theater at 8 p.m. Swear to God, Mr. Small's Theater is my favorite big venue in Pittsburgh. Club AE, Stage AE, sorry. Stage AE, worst venue in Pittsburgh. L plus ratio plus you separate people by perceived gender, and I don't F with that. That's not my vibe. Stage... All my homies hate Stagey. Oh my god. Also, Jigsaw Youth are going to be in town on July 16th on Sunday at 7 p.m. at Preserving Underground. They're just an opener, but if you know Jigsaw Youth, you know that they do things that I can't say on air because the FCC will come and they will put me over their knee and they will do some things that I can't say on air. All right. I got a good show coming up for you tonight. I'll be back on in a bit to pester you with some public service announcements and to tell you about some cool local businesses that support our awesome little radio station. But in the meantime, if you're wondering what I was talking over just now, it is Elysian Fields by special request. It is the Tim Reaper remix because everything Tim Reaper touches is truly gold. Haven't ever heard a bad track that Tim Reaper has been on. And as always, if you're interested in what I'm playing, I update my playlist live as I play tracks, and you can grab that playlist either by going to wrct.org, hitting schedule, or perhaps going to the top right and hitting view the current playlist, finding me on the schedule, and finding my playlist on there. Or if you're close with me, or if you want to follow my Spotify, you can find me on Spotify. My name on Spotify is Daria, this D-A-R-Y-A, Noor, N-O-O-R. And, excuse me, you can find today's playlist under HBTA 06-2023 with all my tracks preloaded on there. Really good stuff. So you can just go and drop that into your own little library and keep it for yourself for a rainy day when you really, really want to listen to my show. I think I have some great tracks coming up. It's going to be a good time. And, yeah, that's all I'll say. All right, let's fade you on out of Elysian Fields, and we'll go to scene, and you'll understand in a bit what scene means. Okay, have a good time.
most uplifting.
I hope you've enjoyed the last few tracks that I played for you. Just now we were listening to All the Time by Tim Reaper and Comfort Zone. Before that, we had Most Uplifting, the Blade Runner remix by DJ Ham, and of course, the legendary Blade Runner. And of course, before that, we had Scene. Did you pick up on why it's called Scene? I always feel like somebody's watching me. I thought that was a cute little note that he put on in there. Well, let's shift base a little bit. During these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the US, 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. matchingdonors.com. Your eyes are the windows to your health. When was the last time you had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can be easily corrected. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. That good, good stuff. All right, let me tell you about some other really cool folks who are on the station with me. They got some super, super cool shows. Like, totally hot. OMG, like, is it like totally hot in here? Wicked Awesome Beats, live like every Friday at 4 p.m. From breakbeat to movie soundtrack to techno, find out what the catch of the week is during Guppy Fishing Tutorial with Kermy on Wednesdays, 5 to 6 p.m. on WRCT. Those are some cool kids. And let me tell you about a really cool local business that joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Spack Brothers Pizza. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on www.spackbros.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPACK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Got to hammer down on that Spack Brothers Pizza promo. This is my own independent promo. Their vegan wings are so, so freaking good. Their vegan ranch is the best ranch I've ever had in my life, period, hands down. Whether it be dairy ranch or non-dairy ranch, it is the best freaking ranch I've ever had in my life. You got it. You got to do it. You got to try it. I love Spack Brothers. Ride or die till the day I die. They're, I have yet to find a better vegan wing in the city of Pittsburgh or in general. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm just making myself hungry now. I have like a whole little, I brought myself like a baby charcuterie sort of thing. I had it for lunch as well and was really excited about doing it, but it's just basically like some crackers and some deli meat and, you know, like a little bit of cheese, which I shouldn't have, and some nuts and fruit, and I made a little cucumber salad yesterday. It's a nice little bougie time. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm just making them because I don't have any time this week to cook my own dinner, because tomorrow and the day after I will be going to and from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I'll be back there the following week, and possibly even the week after. It's going to be a great time. I just love Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, let me tell you. Just walking up in that Capitol complex really just makes me, my bosom heave with patriotism and a deep, deep adoration for my home Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and all of the legislators and completely not corrupt politicians who help make this Commonwealth what it is. I love Harrisburg. I just wish I could do more in Harrisburg than just like go to my hotel and go to the Capitol building and then go back to my hotel, or go to the hotel and go to the Capitol building and then go back to Pittsburgh. But I never seem to have time for anything else. However, that said, maybe this time will be the charm. Maybe this time I'm the one who's driving, so maybe I can just, you know, do a little bit of drifting and get us to go to, oh, my neighbor Mitch recommended me a really good bookstore to stop at that would be really cool to go to, or perhaps a cafe, a quaint little cafe. It would be really cute. I hope that happens. Do you have feelings about Harrisburg? Do you wish that Harrisburg, Pennsylvania were a little bit different? You should let me know those thoughts. If you have thoughts on Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and you want me to listen to them and perhaps even put them on air by putting the speaker of my phone by the microphone, you should do that. Go ahead. You can either find me on Instagram at bloodrootlover and send me a message, or you can just freaking call my phone. I don't care. I don't think there are enough people who are listening to this show for this to be a danger, so you can call my phone at 703-475-8577. Just give her a little call and tell me how you really feel about our state capital. Yeah, that's right. In the meantime, that's 703-475-8577, and we're gonna listen to Bad Boy DJ VIP Remix by Bad Vibes featuring Potential Bad Boy. All right.
Living in the poet, yeah, it's the rough and rugged town, coming through with much style, coming through with much style, coming through with much style. Way down deep in the middle of the jungle, where I creeps to the smooth beat, let the bass rumble. Let the bass rumble. Rough from rugged town, coming through with much style. Let the bass rumble. Rough
rough and rugged town, coming through with much style.
Before we begin our next track, I want to say it has some words in it that shouldn't be on air, so I will be censoring them manually. So, yeah. Anyway, Making Hype Tracks by Fracture. It's coming up.
Making Hype Tracks, Hype Tracks. Making hype track, sell by the stack, making hype track, hype track, making hype track, sell by the stack, making hype track, set off the pyramids of wax. Track.
so don't compare me to wax.
Thanks! Alright, I hope you enjoyed my manual censorship, because I really had a good time doing it. I just want to ramble about that track for a second. It really goes. It's not quite jungle, but it's whatever. I guess it's breakcore. But C, let me tell you a little something. In May, I went to the Southwest with my family, and we went to Las Vegas, for God knows what reason. We spent 3 days in Las Vegas. And while I was there, I realized that, wow, Las Vegas is so overstimulating, it literally makes me gag. It truly makes me nauseous to my stomach. But I found a way around it, and that is to put in my headphones and just blast jungle or breakcore, whatever has the most, like, percussion. I couldn't do Gabber because that would, like, literally make me throw up, like, right there on the spot. But this song, this Making Hype Tracks, is what made me discover that, like, wow, Vegas is actually kind of bearable if you put your headphones in and pretend it's all a movie. And then all of the gambling and the smoke and the fact that the entire place is a maze and every, like, disgusting part of it is a little bit more entertaining and fun. So that's some cool advice for you if you're easily overstimulated. I'm not even that easily overstimulated, but I guess if you're somewhat overstimulated and you're in Las Vegas and you really, really don't want to be there, because I can't really imagine why you would want to be there, I highly suggest listening to Making Hype Tracks by Fracture really loudly on your headphones, and it'll be a really good time. All right, coming up, we've got Still Human by TB, and then after that, I might drop us into Soundkiller Part 2 featuring Shy FX by Mr. Williams, and of course, Shy FX, of course, the classic drum and bass master. And yeah. All right, back to the old grind.
Still human. Yeah. My sound, we are the sound killer. Some try to say my go get murder. My sound, we are the sound killer. A lot of sound boy, I go dead up tonight. A lot of sound boy, I go lose up them life. A lot of sound boy, want to put up the fire.
You know why? Sound killer. We not seen a sound where we sound freighter. Right round the world like the equator. Looking away, yes, them see the danger. Them see the operator round the changer. The dub plate spin like a helicopter. A many sound dead, many sound capture. A many sound boy get them skull fracture. A the big warship out a sea anchor. Oh no, watch it now, we roll out the war tanker. I know say we no pet, they know say we no pamper. Rap the cassette, no kill the banker. And chocolate factory and Willy Wonka. I the wanted man face step on the poster. A bag of dub plate in a the hoster. We kill sound boy then check promoter.
A lot of sound boy I go dead up tonight.
Man say so we the town and tell the media.
A lot of sound boy I go lose up them life, boy.
Champion sound touching the arena.
A lot of sound boy want to put up the fire. A lot of sound boy not go see food tonight, boy.
You know why?
Because
the dub plate connected to the changer. The changer connected to the mixer. The mixer connected to the amplifier. The amplifier connected to the speaker. The bass line a beat like a bazooka. From way up in the past straight to the future. So me no know how them fi stop the sound, yeah. And them know say we there fi shell the town, yeah. Sound killer. We no see no sound where we sound freer, yeah. Right round the world like the equator. Looking away, yes, them see the danger. Them see the operator round the changer. The dub plate spin like a helicopter. A many sound dead, many sound capture. A many sound boy get them skull fracture.
My sound, we are the sound killer. Some try to say my go get murder. My sound, we are the sound killer.
What did we have just there but Pendulum's very own Tarantula original mix off of their big ol' album Hold Your Color. I actually don't know if that's their first album, but it is an iconic album for sure in the world of drum and bass. A lot of really good classics on there. Let me just pause this Rony size piece that's coming on. Well, 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 it is 8 o'clock p.m. We are officially halfway through Apples with Dario or Dario on WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. I hope you guys have been enjoying what I've been playing. just now. Of course, as I said, we were listening to Tarantula by Pendulum off of their album Hold Your Color. Before that, we were listening to Dubplate Killers by, oh boy, this one is a long list, but I fiddled with the microphone too much again and it fell off. All right, I'm going to deal with this after I finish telling you what we were listening to. We were listening to Dubplate Killa off of the, I think it's an EP, Dubplate Killas, featuring DJ Hype, J Magic, Wickerman, and Daddy Earl. That's some good stuff. And then prior to that, as I said before, if you weren't listening, we listened to Sound Killa Part 2 featuring Shy FX by Mr. Williams, Shy FX, and Specialist Moss. Got some real jungly tunes tonight. I kind of ended up adding in a few more jungly drum and bassy sort of tunes to the docket. So we're gonna get into our gabber like very much at the end of this show. Nice when you're nice and ready for gabber at like 9 p.m. that's when it'll come on. Anyway, I hope you've been enjoying the pieces that I've been playing so far. I am currently fiddling with the microphone, so sorry if it sounds weird. I just can't hold it. I just don't want to hold it, frankly. Okay, we're back. All right, so I have some other classics coming up for you. We've got Railing, the 2008 remix by Roni Size. And after that, we've got Twist 'Em Out featuring Skibidi, Rest in Peace Skibidi, by Dillinja. Like, actually straight up Rest in Peace Skibidi. I don't have enough people in my life who like jungle who would empathize with me when I found out that Skibidi passed. But that really, really sucks. It really sucks that he passed away, and also it really sucks that Gangsta Boo passed away. We've lost a lot of real ones in the past few years, and I do see us continuing to lose more in the future because we are mortal, and that is a fact of life. Just keeping things objective here. In any case, we can remember Skibidi's memory and Gangsta Boo's memory by appreciating their music and not downloading it illegally and yeah, I actually have no idea the legal things that are going on, but I just in my brain I'm thinking like, you know, maybe if you download their music from the original places or perhaps not illegally, you're giving their family just a modicum of money. And what's more realistic is actually that a majority of that money is going to their record labels, but at least some aspect of it might be going to their families, and their families deserve support and love in this tough time when they've lost a loved one. So. Anyway, that's the end of my weird little rant. I have some great stuff coming. Oh, I think it's great. Some great little tracks coming for you. Yeah, we got a little bit of Dillinja. We got some DJ Markey coming up. A little bit more Roni Size. Back to Blade Runner. And then we're going to go into some more of our gabber stuff. If you like listen to my show at all, you know that I absolutely love Regal 86. And I play his tracks almost every single time I have a show. And it is not just because his music is just like really, really good, because A, it is really, really, really good. But it is also because this person, the range, let me tell ya. Regal 86, I'm gonna play one of his gabber tracks tonight, but in the past I've played his jungle, his drum and bass, I've played some of his house tracks before. He just everything he touches is gold. Let's just put it at that. He's just got the good stuff. I'm just so hyped for Regal 86. I highly suggest you check out his music. In fact, check out his Bandcamp so you can download music off of it. So he actually gets the money instead of the cents per stream via Spotify, because he is a real person and he spends his time making this music and he has to pay for his own samples and stuff like that. So why not pay for his music? It's just good business. That's all I'll say. Yeah, okay, wow, we're making it onto hour two. I'm a little hungry still, so I'm gonna keep snacking a little bit, and you guys just enjoy yourselves. You have a good time. Yeah. Oh, I love Railing by Roni Size, this 2008 remix of it. It is just too good. If you were present at my one and only show that I DJed in April, you will know that I played this there. And if you weren't present at that show, A, I'm sorry you weren't present. B, actually, maybe it was better that you